Welcome to the Once Upon a Sunday Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Josh Kimmel, Dave Campbell, and Justin Bowerly.
Welcome into the Dynasty version of Once Upon a Sunday Fantasy Football Podcast here Friday, December 1st. I'm no sleeves because it's hot outside, but I'm beanie guy because I'm beanie guy now.
Is your head's cold?
This is my Dynasty look.
You know, we sell beanies.
We sell beanies.
We have beanies in our shop.
We do, but I bought this one last night at the Lightning game, so I wanted to. I haven't had a beanie in a long time. I haven't had a reason to have a beanie in a long time, but I'm like, this one looks cool.
I like a good beanie. I have a Pacers beanie that I think I wore on the show a couple shows ago.
Do you like balls on top or,
you know? If I have the hat, sure. Do you know what that ball is for, actually?
No.
So back in the day when it was invented, they put the ball in the hat because sailors would raise their head up and then hit their head like on something really hard. So they put that ball there to like prevent some of that like brain damage that they were getting.
So it's kind of like the NFL putting those big things on their helmets during practice.
Yeah, it helped them from like hitting their head and hurting themselves.
Makes sense.
The more you know from Once Upon a Sunday.
Yep, there we go. I wonder how you learned that. Like, who just researches that? But it's good to know.
TikTok
is not a reliable source. But speaking of TikTok, you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube at OUSFFpod. You follow us because I will upload this on the audio version of Fins Talk Sports Network. We're live every Tuesday at noon, Wednesday at 8 p.m., and Friday at noon with your Dynasty recap. Viking Dave is not here today. Sometimes he'll be here, sometimes he won't. He's very busy today, unfortunately. But we do have, because he's the best Dynasty player we have. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. He's the best Dynasty player that I know of all time. There's a lot of Johnny come latelys, especially in the COVID era, which you spoke about in the last Dynasty show. He's a true OG, and he knows his stuff. So we are going to be talking about five players today that you should buy for your playoff push, for your playoff run, for your championship run. We have some young players on the list. We have some older players on the list, and we have some elite players on this list. So if you want to get right into it, no news, no notes. The first one on my list I want to talk about. Can I pick anyone?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pick Courtland Sutton from the Denver Broncos, 28 years old, wide receiver 24 on the season, at least what I saw. Rest of season rank, you see on the side right here, Justin made this beautiful graphic, 36 via Fantasy Pros. Courtland Sutton has just been so underrated this season, and no one's talking about him, and it's a shame. He could be had for cheap right now in Dynasty.
Yeah. Yeah, he really can be. He's somebody that in pre-COVID times, those 2019 season, Courtland Sutton had a huge year. I remember him like breaking out, and then everybody's just kind of been reminiscing those days of Courtland Sutton in 2019. But he has come alive. Judy's a bum. Courtland Sutton is the truth in Denver, and Russell Wilson really likes him.
Yeah, Russell Wilson does like him a lot, but he only averages 13.3 points per game. That's still good enough for wide receiver 24. Like we did say, he's got a 23.2 target share. He beats Jerry Jeudy in that factor. Jerry Jeudy has just been the massive, biggest bust of any receiver that I can think of, and here's why. People are like, Josh, Jeudy's not a bust. Well, he is, because he's still like good enough to be on your team, but not bad enough to cut, although I did cut him in redraft. And he's just killing you week after week, whereas Courtland Sutton is just like, okay, I'll take the targets. I'll take the points. Yeah. He has 8 touchdowns this year, 3rd overall for receivers. He's under contract till 2025. That's big. So what I look for when I'm buying Dynasty assets is, yes, they're rental players, especially if I'm trying to buy a championship. But I also want to make sure that they're going to be there for the long term and their situation doesn't change much. Courtland Sutton fits that to a T. Because of that situation with, well, he will be in Denver till 2025, and they will have Russell Wilson until that time too. And you would think Sean Payton as well. So that's a positive on my end. I always want players like that.
Yeah. And if you look at the rest of the schedule, I mean, you got the Texans and Chargers right before the playoffs, then the playoffs against the Lions, Patriots, and Chargers, 2 games at home where they do very well in December and January. I like it. Fantasy Pro says that players score about their average for these games against these opponents, all five of them. And he's projected, you know, anywhere between 10 to 11 points over the next several, over the next 5 weeks. So if you need just a very solid 10 to 11 pointer for your flex position, Courtland Sutton's your guy.
Now, people are going to ask, well, Justin, Josh, what are we trading? Like, what are we giving up to acquire a mid, you know, late second round, wide receiver two? Like, he's 24 right now. So he's late wide receiver two, like he's on the cusp of wide receiver three territory. What are you willing to give up on your team or from your team to secure such a, your wide receiver four, but you just need someone because you need depth?
You know, the highest I'm probably willing to give up would be a second rounder. And that's probably a mid to late second rounder if you're on a pretty good team already, or if you have a pick from a pretty good team at least. You might be able to throw in a player, but that's really just a sweeten the pot to help them out. But I'm not giving up a first rounder for Courtland Sutton. He's not worth first round talent. You can get better things in the draft. But yeah, second, maybe two thirds, a future third or a future second and third this year, something like that. You can get him pretty cheap.
Yeah, if I'm the Courtland Sutton manager, I'm expecting a second back at minimum. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, so since you're a contender, you're looking at two, you know, 12 team league, you're looking at 208 to 212, 209 to 212, because you're going to be in the playoffs. You're going to be a late round pick. So really it's essentially super late second round. So if you can squeeze that, if you can somehow get that done, get it done, but they're going to probably want to ask for more. And that's when you throw in like a throw in player, see who their running back is. If you have their handcuff, might as well just throw that in. But in return, don't be afraid to ask for something back. Like, hey, give me a third. I'm giving you, don't give up someone like Tajay Spears or, but if it's someone like, if you have CMC, like, oh, I have Elijah Mitchell or Jordan Mason, I can throw them in just to give them security. It kind of tricks them mm-hmm. into getting extra added value when really you're just trying to make roster spots, because you're going to have to cut someone for Sutton. Like, you're going to have to cut someone for Sutton.
Yeah, so you might as well give up a lower valued player as well.
And what I do when I'm talking to players like this, I go, hey, I'm think to acquire someone like Courtland Sutton, I do need to make a move. I'm thinking about cutting four of these players. And I list out the players. I say, which one of them would you want? Because I'm cutting one of these four players. So would you rather me cut them, or would you rather add them to the deal so I don't have to cut them? That's what I do. It makes them feel like they have power. It makes them feel like they have, like, oh, I'm making the decision now. I can pick the player I want from his team. When really, you're just like, whatever, I'm cutting these guys either,
yeah.
either way.
It's like, you could just straight up get this guy if you want him. Or you can maybe put a waiver claim in for him and maybe get him. Right. So it's one of those two options. But yeah, it does make them feel a little bit more valued. And you can maybe swindle a third round pick out of them.
Yep, possibly, quite possible. So that's the number one guy, Courtland Sutton. Again, he's not going to win you leagues, but he's going to help you with that depth, because we all need depth. Everyone does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to kick it to the next guy?
Sure. Let's go with Rashad White. Younger guy. We know he's a younger guy. He's really stepped out this season. But his strength of schedule is looking pretty good. He's got Carolina, who's going to be his easiest matchup. If you start playoffs week 14 and you're one of those guys, this might be a good one to watch out for. Running backs against Carolina do a little bit better than their average, which is good news for you. Then he's got the Falcons, which is an average play there. The Packers, which they do, running backs do better than their average there. Jacksonville is going to be a little tough. You might have a little bit of there, but the Buccaneers might be fighting. We don't know at this point. And then ended up with the Saints again, another one where you get generally their average. So he's actually got a pretty good slate of games over the next couple weeks. Plus he gets you, I mean, even average for him is 13 and a half points. So if you can go with 13 and a half points, great. But if you look at what he's been doing all season, he's getting more than his average. He's getting 12, 17, 27, 15. He's getting points, and he's only 24 years old. This is his second year in the league. So you're not just getting him for this year. You're getting him for the future too. And he is a future starting running back on your team.
That's what I'm afraid of. So he's actually going to be 25. His birthday is coming up. He's 24.9 in the good old player profiler. So he will, like I said, will be 25. Let me look up his birthday. Rashad, not that it matters. Because then we're going to talk about another running back who's the same exact age, 25 years old, White. January 12th, 1999. So in January, in a month, he will be 25 years old. Again, that's okay. It's going to be a little bit tougher to acquire this person because people still look at him as a second, you know, year running back. You know, you want those running backs on those rookie deals. You don't want a running back on that second contract. This one's going to be probably the most priciest player to acquire as I'm looking through the notes. No, there's one more who's
pricier. I think there's one more pricier.
Yeah. But this is definitely the second most pricier player on this list just because the perception of his age. You know, I didn't find out until he was 25 until the notes said it, until I actually did the research. I'm like, wow, he's 25. Usually rookies coming in, what is his second year? I would think he's 23. So yeah. I guess he was a very old senior coming out of college.
Probably played a couple of years. I bet you he played 5 or 6 years in college.
Yeah. I mean, I do like this move. It's just going to be very difficult to acquire him. You're going to have to give up at least a first round pick, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And are you willing to give up your first round pick just for an average running back that, to be completely honest with you, I don't know his long-term status here in Tampa Bay. A lot of people aren't fans of him. He does catch a ton of balls, but does that 43 disappear?
For 46. I mean, does that
disappear when Baker disappears next year? That's what I'm afraid of. But hey, we're playing for this year, and this year they're coming. So I agree with you.
We're pushing to get into the playoffs right now. If you need to get into the playoffs, this is your guy. He's got two easy matchups.
Yes.
Get you right into the playoffs and to get you a lot of points. Sell him in the offseason. Like, there's nothing that says this guy has to be on your roster next year. You could easily sell him on the offseason. His receptions are what really gets me, 43 for 46. So the balls that come his way, he doesn't really drop or miss at all. He's even got a receiving touchdown, 5 touchdowns on the year, and RB7.
Yeah, like I said, he's been very good this year. No, Keyshawn Vaughn is awful. Ronald McDonald, Keyshawn Vaughn is awful. The next guy on our list, the next guy is another running back. We're going to go straight to the other running back. The most valuable player on this list, I believe, Josh Jacobs, who's also 25 years old. He's running back 4 right now. He had a very slow start to the season because he missed training camp. He missed practice. Those 2 to 3 weeks, he did just suck. Let's just put it that way. He was awful. He's actually hasn't been that very good on the ground. His yards per carry are 3.2 yards per carry. But he's a good buy because people are looking at him as he was franchise tagged. He didn't want to play. He held out. And they extended him for 1 year. So after this year, he will be a free agent again. And people are worried, is he going to get paid? Is he going to go to a good team? What's his status? I know as a dynasty player, I sold Josh Jacobs everywhere I could because I didn't want to deal with the headache of, is he the next Le'Veon Bell? What's going to happen after the season? Doesn't matter. We're talking about this season. He's a great buy. So if someone's afraid of his status like I was, if someone is a losing team and Josh Jacobs is their only valuable asset on that team, you need to go look for this guy because he's a guy that's prime for movement. He's a guy who will win you championships because of volume alone. I mean, look at the schedule. Mm-hmm. He does have a bye week this week. That's unfortunate. It really is. But the rest of the way, Minnesota, Chargers, Chiefs, where he just blew the Chiefs up for 22 points. Just did it. He just had a massive long run, scored a touchdown, and then at Indianapolis. So Josh Jacobs is a great guy to buy right now.
I agree. And you might be able to get him even more with the bye week. Say another fantasy has issues with the bye week this week, and so do you. So does everybody. We all have issues with the bye week this week. You might be able to get him a little bit cheaper, not a lot, a bit cheaper. I'm not going to say you're going to get him for a third rounder, but you're going to have to send a first rounder for Josh Jacobs no matter what. I'm willing to give up a first rounder for Josh Jacobs. I'm willing to give up a first and a second if you can get maybe like a third back. But Josh Jacobs is somebody that you should be going for. He is going to get you far into the playoffs. I mean, if you make it into the championship and go up against Indy, that's his easiest schedule, his easiest game of the year. He could win you a championship if you get there.
And I want to say this. I do want to say this, and people probably don't understand this or know this. He's third in rushing yards, so he is up there with the title for the title. He's first in carries. He's third in red zone carries. He's averaging 4.2 targets a game. That's third in the NFL. Nobody, he's getting the targets. He's getting the carries. He's getting volume. He's the only show in town. They've been giving a little bit of snaps to the backup running back, Amir Abdullah, I believe it is. Everyone thought it was Amir White, including me, but it's not. It is Amir Abdullah. So he's been getting a little bit of run lately, but Josh Jacobs is the only show in town. That's why he's a prime candidate to buy.
Yep.
We only have one more?
We have two more.
Okay, let's do your other one.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure I picked this one. Russell Wilson.
Russell?
What a season he's having right now. Did not start off great with Sean Payton. We all thought he was going to be pretty trash this year. But if you look at the rest of his schedule and how well he has been doing, he's got a cake schedule, like, for the rest of the season. If we're looking at the next five games, he's got no games where quarterbacks don't score at least average. They score at minimum average. That's the New England game. Surprisingly enough, that's his hardest game on his schedule. But Chargers twice, Detroit once, Houston once. All of these teams are allowing more average points per to the quarterback position. And that's what you want to see heading into the rest of the year. Yes, the rest of season ranking is 18th. But honestly, if you really look at everything, he's probably got the best rest of season schedule for the quarterback position. I would be buying him. Not for a lot. He's not going to be in the league forever, but I would definitely be looking into buying him if you're struggling at the quarterback position.
He's 35 years old. He is under contract for the Denver Broncos for the foreseeable future. It does seem like Sean Payton has turned this team around a little bit. When I say a little bit, against Miami week three, obviously they gave up 70 points. And since then they've been the hottest team in football. That's just not even the only problem with Russell Wilson. He hasn't thrown for over 200 yards, but once in week 11 against Minnesota. Other than that, he's been at that 196. Sometimes he's at 114, 134, but he's been super efficient. His accuracy, his completion percentage has been on fire. Except for last week, it was only 59.1, but other than that, it's been above 65% or better. He is getting double-digit fantasy points up in that upper 18 range, which is you want to see. And this is mainly for super flex leagues. I want everyone to know that. If you have lost Deshaun Watson or Kirk Cousins or any of the gaggle, any of these guys, you're desperate. You really are desperate out here. And if you, I had a super flex league where I've won seven in a row. I am dominating. I have lost Aaron Rodgers and I've lost Russell Wilson and I've lost, not Russell Wilson, I've lost Deshaun Watson. All I have left is Tua. I had Russell Wilson in the preseason. I traded him. I'm trying to get him back because that's the kind of guy who's going to win me a championship. And I know I can get him cheap because of his age and because the guy who has him is obviously bad. So that's what you got to do, guys. In your dynasty teams, look for the teams that are bad. And if they have a player like Russell Wilson or a player like him, go out and try to get that player any means necessary to win your championship. You know, flags fly forever. They really do. I was looking at a league yesterday. It's been a long league. We've been in it for a long time. I won the league in 2019. Dirtbag Dave won it in 18, 2020, and 2021. So I broke up his dynasty. And that was worth it. I remember selling out that season to break up that dynasty, and it was awesome. So flags fly forever. Try to get your guys now, man. We do have a question in the chat that's pertaining to quarterback. So from Ronald McDonald, are y'all prefer Gardner Minshew or Russell Wilson non-dynasty rest of season? Colts fan, I'll let you answer.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson for me too, because he is the more elite athlete, and I'm not saying he has more to play for. But he kind of does because that is his team and he's trying to earn respect from his coaching staff in the organization, whereas Gardner is just a fill-in, and we knew Anthony Richardson would be back next season. So what is Minshew really playing for?
Well, and this is a non-dynasty question too. So,
non-dynasty. My bad. Well, this is Dynasty Friday, Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald. no, even still, I'm going Russell Wilson here, mostly just because if you've watched any Colts game, which I can't blame you, you probably haven't. They're all at 1 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning. Gardner Minshew has not been great. Mm-mm. He does get the ball out. He does throw it a lot. That's great. The Colts are finally winning games. But if he gets onto the run, like if he has to run out of the pocket, which he does a lot, he's very inaccurate. And it really sucks to watch.
Dumb decisions.
He makes really dumb decisions.
We have like
he's very boneheaded. He wants to make the good play, but yeah, it's hard.
Dude, so I do want to address this. My dynasty league got disbanded. That is the absolute worst.
That sucks.
When you form a dynasty league, you invest all this time and effort into the startup draft, and then you guys need to, I don't know how to say this. When you join a dynasty league, I've seen it so many times this season and the season before. Everyone does it just because they want to draft. And once the draft is over, people lose interest. They just really do. And try to find a group of guys or girls or whoever that really enjoy the game. And we can find that in our Discord. Our Discord is open. You can find that in our DMs, Ronald. If you want to ask us, like, hey, do you have any leagues open? We always have leagues open. And our leagues never fold. So please contact us if you're interested. You want to get
probably more people have openings dynasty. At the end of the season, too. So
we always do. The last guy on our list, which is probably the best player right now besides Josh Jacobs, Big Mike Evans from Tampa Bay, 30 years old, wide receiver 9. He's in a contract year. Tampa Bay does not want to pay him or extend him. That's why he's balling out right now. He has no interest. If you watch the Buccaneers play this year,
unfortunately.
So when Mike Evans makes a big touchdown or a big catch, do you ever see him celebrate? Do you ever see him do anything? No. He is so disgruntled, so annoyed, so mad. He wants out or to get paid so bad, but he's still producing because he knows he has to get paid.
He scored 2 touchdowns last week.
And he just pulled a Barry Sanders and just handed the ball to he just says, yeah. No, he gave him to the fans. He gave him to the fans. I remember that because there was Buccaneer fans on the road. Mm-hmm. But he's 2 in deep targets. Baker likes to sling it. He's 150 yards away from 1,000 yards again, which will extend his record for the most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons to start his career. He already beat Randy Moss for that. He's definitely a Hall of Famer, by the way, guys, 1,000%. He does lead the league in drops, but I want to say, who cares? Who cares?
He does drop a lot of balls. I will say that.
But who cares? He's still up there in the top 10, and he still produces. He's got a bajillion touchdowns. How many touchdowns? 9 touchdowns.
9.
Just a red zone threat. Just a deep ball threat. He's never out of it. In the fourth quarter, he can have 2 targets for 1 catch and 15 yards. But then Baker's like, oh, wait, I see him for 80 yards. Touchdown. He made your day. Mike Evans is an easy buy. He's probably cheaper than Josh Jacobs because of his age, 30 years old. And because of the uncertainty. We don't know how many receivers are 30 years old that go to a new team. And they never, ever are the same. Jarvis Landry. Julio Jones. Reggie Wayne. So many. So this one will be a rental, but it's a rental that will help you this year. But you might want to sell him super quick after the season because I don't know. I can't see him signing with Tampa. And he would need to go to a team like Kansas City to actually hold his value.
And even if he does go to the team like Kansas City, you could get a lot out of him and still expect him to do not a lot. So I would be willing to sell him for a first round at the end of the season if he went to a team like Kansas City.
Yep. And look at the schedule upcoming. Carolina, easy. Atlanta, who he just had a good game with at Green Bay versus Jacksonville. New Orleans is tricky. He struggles against New Orleans. Everyone knows that. So the championship game will be kind of tricky. But I can't bench Mike Evans this year, especially not this year. It's been his best year in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Everything you just said, I agree.
I agree. Look, those are all the players. Those are all the players, man. These are all the players that you need to win your dynasty league. And if we didn't name one, or you could think of one, guys, don't be afraid. Comment in the chat. Let us know if you made any dynasty trades. I know I recently made one 2 days ago. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I sold because I thought I was a contender. But guess what, guys? I went on a 2-game losing streak, and that was enough for me to go, I'm folding. I'm not going to make the playoffs. I might as well get a better draft pick. So I traded away Saquon Barkley for a first-round pick. To me, 26-year-old running back on a second contract with no direction, no idea where he's going to be in the upcoming future, I'll take the first round pick regardless, because that could be a replacement running back. If you're in that 7, 8, 9 spot and you're fighting and clawing to get in, you need to self-reflect and go, do I have the team that I can actually jump the 7 team or the 6 team or the 5 team? Do you actually have a chance? Because guys, I've done it where I've sold out, where I'm in the 9 spot. And guess what happened? I didn't have it. And I just ended up with a, you know, 107, 108, because, and I could have tanked and got a better pick.
Yeah. And maybe you win a game. Maybe you get lucky and get into the second round because you had a very lucky game. DK Metcalf scores two or three touchdowns in a single game and has a huge game and gets you a win in the playoffs. But then you just suck. Your team still sucks. You still need a lot to build onto your team. Sometimes, I mean, we don't all want to lose because you invest money in it, but sometimes you just got to lose.
Yeah, sometimes you got to lose, and it's a losing effort. You look at it as an investment, like you said, Justin, but some people are obsessed with just recycling picks and recycling picks, which we will talk about on a later show. The addiction to the draft picks. Some people are literally addicted to draft picks. I will throw this out. Our ex-producer from 3 years ago will get the 101, draft the 101, the very next year, trade that 101 for next year's 101. And he would just continually do this over and over. For example, Breece Hall comes out. Oh, then Bijan's better. Then he'll get Bijan. And then the very next, oh, but this guy's going to be better. He's just obsessed with drafting. And that's how you stay at the bottom.
So we'll, I want to be drafting at 112 every season. I'm just going to tell you that.
I want to
actually. I don't even want to draft. I don't want draft picks. I don't want draft picks. Period. Because I want. I compete for now. I compete to win this year.
Yes.
Like I said in our first Dynasty show, I play Dynasty like it's a redraft. I go out and get the best players, and I figure it out the next year, and it always works. So.
Yes. Won't work and cut the meat, by the way, because we have professionals in that league.
No, it won't. I got to figure that one out.
Yeah. Because we have professionals now. Look, you also have to know your team or know your league. Know your league.
Yeah.
I'm not saying shit show is not a professional league, but you have some people in there that just, but you'll find that everywhere. And that's the beautiful thing about Dynasty is some people will value picks, some people value veterans, some people just value winning. So we're going to have to win every Friday. We'll be back next Friday. Don't know the topic yet, but we'll definitely figure it out. Follow us on X or our YouTube page, USFFPod, or Discord, or all that fun stuff. Win your matchups this weekend. I'm trying to cut it close to the guy. Let's get out of here, man. I got to get back to work.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you watch or listen to podcasts. Follow on X and Instagram at OUSFFPOD. We'll be back next week for more ways to win your league.